Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're running on fumes down here. Yesterday, a 16-hour Animal Day marathon at Buffalo Wild Wings. Station did appreciate all the support help from the people here at B-Dubs, our sponsors, the engineers, promotion staff. And, of course, met with a lot of listeners. That was fun for people who were able to make it in here to B-Dubs and got out in the streets there a little bit. So do appreciate all the support we have here. And what a day for Detroit. Now, today could be just as special. I want to get to the Mel Mock, and I promised it, but I think we need to run down all of the players. I'm gonna give you guys, Kang, you and Gator, and we'll kind of talk about each player that might be available and how excited we would be, because I don't suspect very many will get to 61. But I suspect one or two will, because this list is kind of deep of players that could help Detroit that are still out there. They're 29 picks away. We'll start with defensive tackle Jerjon Newton. He might be the most attractive player left on the board and at a position of need. Good player. A lot of people thought he was a first rounder. I think circumstance kept him out of the first round. But he seems to me like a player that could really help Detroit, Scott.
He would, but I expect him to go pretty early. I know one of the ESPN analysts asked him as the second best player available on day two. So I wouldn't expect him to be around, but absolutely, this is a guy we talked about yesterday in the first round. Would you want him at 29? And there's plenty of reason to want him at 29. And, you know, if you're looking already ahead, unfortunately, one of the problems of having a really good team with really good players is that you have tough decisions to make. If you can't bring Alee McNeil back, you're going to have to start thinking about a replacement, because Alee McNeil is likely to command a salary in excess of $20 million a season after this year. You got to start thinking about replacing him.
Kang, I want to bring this up to you specifically, because this was your guy yesterday. If this draft starts unfolding and we get through the 30s and Jerjon Newton hasn't been taken, and we get through the 40s and he's not been taken, and we're in the early 50s, do you consider going all in and saying, F it, we're going to get our second guy, this second guy that can help us defensively? Wow. And give up more picks and just say, top heavy, we're going for it now. These are two players that we think can play for us, make plays next year, and start for us. Would you consider a trade up and give up even more draft capital?
Doug, I'm willing to give up the rest of the draft to go up and get him in the 30s. I'm not kidding. So if he were there at 61 or whatever, I'm of course, you know, I don't even – screw the NFL rules on waiting, just get the pick in. But he's not going to be there. And, you know, Gator mentioned it, that he's one of the most highly, if not the highly most rated player left that hasn't been picked. So I expect him to go in the 30s. I would definitely think about strongly giving up the rest of my draft to go get him, because I think he is, if you use a three-man rotation, he's a day one type guy. He's a disruptor. I think that highly of him. And even if you bring back Alee McNeil, DJ Reader is on a two-year deal. You know, he's a vet. And if your future is Alee McNeil and Johnny Newton, your future is really good.
Okay, Braden Fisk out of Florida State is probably the next defensive tackle that is still available. I'm more likely, I would think, that he'd be on the board at 61, although I also still think more likely than Jerjon Newton, but also unlikely.
I would tend to agree with you, probably unlikely, just because there weren't that many defensive players that went last night. I wanted to ask you, Doug, specifically about a guy that you saw in kind of comparison, because you saw Johnny Newton play a lot.
Yep.
Kind of compare and contrast that to Chris Jenkins.
Like Johnny Newton better. Chris Jenkins, good player. Good player.
Chris Jenkins from Michigan.
Chris Jenkins from Michigan, defensive tackle. He's not a high stat guy. He's kind of does the dirty work. I think between Newton and Fisk, maybe a little bit more ability to get home to the quarterback. But if Chris Jenkins is the pick at 42, or excuse me, at 61, that's not particularly disappointing.
Okay, and then I guess with the three defensive tackles Michigan had, the other two coming back with Grant and Graham.
Yep.
Where does Jenkins rate with those in that trio?
Third.
Okay.
Yep.
So those guys both higher end.
I would say so, yeah. Another couple names to watch at that position, Mason Smith at LSU. Tavondre Sweat, I mean, if you really got to do your homework, this is a guy that an awful decision, a driving while intoxicated charge 2 weeks ago. Terrible timing for a player that some thought might go in the first round. All right, still on the board. Zach Frazier, West Virginia, interior offensive line. I don't know that I could think of a player that the Lions would want more than him. Again, is there a chance he makes it to 61? Seems unlikely, but he's still out there.
Well, he and Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, both of those guys, interior offensive linemen, is one more of a center than the other one. I mean, the versatility, again, is something that the Lions covet. And it's just adding to that pool of players. You want a mauler? You want a guy that's going to fight for it? I have no issue if they take an interior offensive lineman, kind of hoping that one of those guys is there for him at 61. But it doesn't seem likely, but you never know.
Throwing Cooper Beebe, Kang, the interior offensive lineman, Frazier, Jackson Powers, Johnson, Cooper Beebe. Could one of them be there at 61? And do you think they would jump?
I would love any of those guys. For me, it's Johnny Newton, and there's a huge gap between the next DT and him. So if Johnny Newton's not available, I go right to the interior offensive line, and any of those guys would be a dream for me.
Some depth there, so it's possible that one of them could be on the board. Edge rushers, two guys, I think at 61 make a ton of sense. Marshawn Neyland out of Western Michigan, Chris Braswell out of Alabama. Neyland would be really a cool story, but also, you know, I think he could be a guy that secretly could really just come in here and make an impact next year.
Yeah, and Braswell's a guy, wasn't he hurt a couple years ago? And then kind of came back, and he had really high hopes for him as a player, but kind of eased his way back and started playing better as the year went on. I tend to, you know, subscribe to the theory you can't go wrong with Alabama players early in the draft.
Next up, the wide receiver position. A lot of players here. Keon Coleman, Adonai Mitchell, Ladd McConkey, and Jalen Polk.
Well, a couple of those guys, I think, are going to be off the board right away with the first two picks in the draft. We have Buffalo and, Buffalo passed on a number of receivers. They traded back twice. I love what Buffalo did.
Yeah.
To trade back a second time, just getting more draft capital, and you could end up still getting. I imagine the reason they did it is because they're like, wait a minute, we can trade back and still get, like, Keon Coleman. Beautiful for them, and I forget who's got the second pick of the round, but it looks like that's another receiver possibility. But there's still lots of really good receivers out there. You mentioned Polk, McMillan, his teammate as well from Washington. You got Roman Wilson from Michigan. There's a bunch of receivers that are still out there that you look at if you want to take one in the second round. Maybe you can. Maybe. I don't know if you want to roll the dice and wait till the fifth round. Is that the next pick the Lions have?
Yeah.
So unless they're able to acquire some more draft capital, guys like Malachi Corley, they're probably not going to be available to them.
Second pick, by the way, goes to the New England Patriots. Yeah. The safety spot, Javon Bullard, Tyler. Oh, Kang, your thoughts on the wide receivers. Any of those guys get to 61? Are you jumping?
I think they could because, and I would jump because as much as of an offensive, round one heavy it was, I think round two could be defensive heavy because of all the great players that are left and no one took a defensive player. So I think one of those receivers could slip to the Lions, and they have a need there with Josh Reynolds being gone.
Okay, let's get to the safety spot. Javon Bullard out of Georgia, Tyler Newbin out of Minnesota. Either of those players, and I like Bullard better than Newbin, but either of those players, that's kind of a kind of a secret need of the Lions. It's down the list, but I would like to see them get another safety.
Yeah, another one that consideration, Colt Bishop from Utah, is highly rated as well. Safety is a position that they need to upgrade, but I think they can do that through free agency. There's still some guys that are there. Quandre Diggs, former Detroit Lion, still there. Jamal.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Adams, I think, is still available as well. So I'd rather them go that route, get a guy on a, you know, 1 year deal, a 2 year deal for cheap and get them there.
And then Gator, this is one of your favorites. He's still on the board. The offensive tackle from BYU, Kingsley Suamataya. He could, I mean, he's Penei Sewell's cousin, right?
Exactly. Yeah. He's still there, a tackle, and you know, the Lions will have a need to replace a tackle, I would imagine, soon. I mean, that's another one of these tough decisions. What happens with Taylor Decker? Taylor Decker, if he's going to stay with the Lions, they can't pay him like a starting left tackle in the league. They just can't afford to do that after they've paid Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown and likely to pay Jared Goff and others here. So I think you have to start thinking about it, and that's a guy I really like.
So that's a list. I think that's 14 names, and we went over a few more than that. So, you know, the Lions 29 picks away, can they get a guy that you covet? Well, believe it or not, Gator, of all the names we just mentioned, there are a couple of them that are on the board for the Lions in Mel's mock.
Oh, I
for
like
the second round.
I like it.
We'll get to that coming up. Did I get word? Are we moving? We're moving Amon-Ra. Amon-Ra's got to go a little bit earlier, so we're going to have this. Go ahead, Kang.
He's going to be closer to around 11:20, 11:25.
Okay.
Stay tuned, people. You want him.
We will catch up to the sun god. The Lions wanted him, and they got him. Catch up to the sun god coming up. It's Carson Anderson from our draft headquarters at Buffalo Wild Wings downtown, backstage at the draft here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.